What's your name, sir?
You're putting in and out, sir.
One more second.
In and out.
Okay.
Hello?
One second, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Am I cutting out?
My name is William Huffman. My DOC number is 231-406.
Just one second, Mr. Huffman, because I will be handling your hearing in just a second.
Okay.
Okay, sir, again, I know you said it, but just to get calibrated for the record, can you state your full name and ABC number again?
William Huffman, ABC number 231-406.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you guys.
We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on March 15, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir, it is.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I was never... No, I'm not supposed to have an attorney.
No.
So I guess I would be representing.
Let me state this again, and you have a decision here, because we are going to respect your due process and your rights. The form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir? And before you answer that...
I represent myself.
Okay. Because what I was going to say is, if it's important to you and you have the resources to hire an attorney, we could continue this hearing until you had an attorney. So, again, you're...
I can't afford it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. As you can see on the bench today, we are authorized for a three-member panel this afternoon. The board member closest to you on the video screen is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is me, and I am the acting board chairman today. My name is Louis Quinones, and to my right is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Huffman and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
Excuse me, could you say that one more time?
Yes.
Please?
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Huffman and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Huffman, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will explain that, again, this hearing's in two phases, and there's a separate vote after each phase. So if we pass through from phase one to phase two, there'll be a vote, and then we'll pass to phase two. But the reason why I'm saying this is don't panic when there's a vote and we move to phase two, because that's not the end of the hearing, okay, sir?
I understand, sir.
When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they're true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, we will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions before that first vote. Do you understand what I explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about February 14, 2018 for the task individual testing compliance summary dated February 22, 2018. Mr. Huffman, is this true or false?
Yes, sir, it's true.
Thank you. Allegation number two, violation of condition 13B, as demonstrated by your failure to remain at your approved residence each night unless prior approval is given to you by your supervising officer on or about February 12, 2018. Mr. Huffman, is this true or false?
It's true, sir.
Thank you. And allegation number three, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow all directives you are given either verbal or written on or about February 15, 2018. Mr. Huffman, is this true or false?
It's It's true, sir.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Huffman's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Yes, sir.
Agreed.
Just one second, Mr. Huffman, and we will continue with the second phase of the hearing. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson. Okay, Mr. Huffman, we will continue with the second phase. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Wesby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. We will come back to you momentarily. Thank you, sir.
On November 22, 2017, Mr. Huffman was released from DOC. He was arrested February 15, 2018 by DOC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody February 25, 2018, with a projected CSED of May 25, 2018, 0 discount days. Current conviction, 2008, felony means of transportation, 3.5 years. Prior conviction, 2008, kidnapping, 10 years. This is his first term at DOC, CPMIR score 4-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 1. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are significant with drugs and violence noted. Other arrests, 2003, unlawful use of means of transportation, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2005, marijuana violation, Arizona, juvenile detention. 2007, armed robbery, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G3B4. He is a level 3 sex offender, registerable, notifiable, is not SVP reviewable, and DCAC is cited in the court docs.
Thank you, Mr. Wesby. Back to you, Mr. Huffman. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. We'll ask some questions and we'll have a chance to speak to the board in detail. According to the case supervision summary, you were released from the Department of Corrections with, And you eventually secured residence at Redeemed Outreach located at 2025 West Jefferson Street, Phoenix. You changed your place of residence without prior approval due, not wanting to participate in work in the program in December 1st, 2017. Your home residence was changed to transient in the northeast corner of 16th Street in Buckeye on January 5th, 2018. You had permission to move with your girlfriend at 7240 South 7th Street, Unit 79, Phoenix. On February 5th, 2018, you left your girlfriend's residence and claimed that she was using drugs. You were directed to go back to Redeem Outreach, nor the residents were discussed. So, where was the last location that you lived, Mr. Huffman?
They had me sleeping under a bridge right by the newly until they approved me to get a ticket to come in the residence of the newly Men's Valley Health Center, I think it's called.
Thank you, sir. We have employment notes. It looks like that you were provided employment referrals. You obtained a general labor job at Trendwood, located at East University of Watkins in Phoenix. In January, you telephoned your PO and stated that you're terminated for excessive absences. While on supervision, you never reported any other means of employment to your supervising officer. So did you work anyplace else, sir?
No, sir.
Programming notes, you were assigned a task for drug screening with a color ivory. You had 4 negatives, which we commend you for, and then on February 14th, failure to provide. And it sounds like that you were having transportation and homeless issues. And there was a note here that you were struggling to maintaining a consistent residence. Sanctions notes. One second. It just states that you decided to reside homeless. You had a battery violation that lasted for a short period of time on January 3rd. Note that you you had a history of losing and misplacing GPS chargers, reminded that it was important. This ends pretty much on February 15th, 2018, and I'm summarizing that you reported to the parole officers indicating you did not have identification to submit your analysis with task. You verbally directed to remain in the lobby while a temporary ID could be provided. You disregarded the verbal directive and left the parole office. So, what happened after you left the parole office, sir?
I was actually walking to go drop a U-Dog on heading towards 7th Street Note. And I was actually going to Circle K to get a bus pass to go to 7th Street Note to drop you in. And that's when they got me on 13th Street Buckeye.
Well, sir, we do commend that you had 4 negative UAs. It doesn't look like that you were listed as absconding from supervision, but you certainly had some troubles dealing with community supervision. And this is not to be hard-hearted. It sounds like that finding a residence was a challenge for you. We certainly don't like seeing when people have to live homeless. But there is the business of not providing a urine specimen, so I will ask, were you getting involved in drugs and alcohol when you were on the street?
No, sir. That's one thing I was definitely able to stay away from, was drugs and alcohol.
I'm going to ask my fellow board members, do you have any questions for me?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Hoffman, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. I had stated that you'd had a chance to speak to the board in detail, so is there a final statement you would like to give to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat everything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else you need to say?
Well, I did have something I wrote down.
Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to hear you guys hear it.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to start off by saying I lost my way. I got overwhelmed and I did, in fact, receive a couple of chances and squandered those opportunities. There are no excuses for my actions. As a man, I have to say that I needed and need your guys' help. Don't give up on me, please. I realize that I have 57 days left. Give me one more chance to make this final push going into probation. My life means a lot to me, and releasing to me today will not be a mistake. I know that I'm ready for the challenges that lie ahead of me. Shumwood told me to apply for a job in a month. After I picked up my last check, I'm reliable. What changed from last time to this time is I know the struggle and I'm mentally prepared for that struggle. Thank you guys for the opportunity to let me speak.
Thank you, Mr. Hoffman, and thank you for that pretty strong statement. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if we'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this really is an unfortunate case. I will say to Mr. Hoffman's benefit, it's not a case that seems to have ended in drug or alcohol abuse or absconding from supervision. But I will also say that he seemed to have some real struggles being able to abide by the conditions of supervision. And there are certainly other list of issues that can be a problem that hold equal weight to other violations, especially monitoring problems. There was that note that he seemed to be having problems keeping his ankle monitor charged or losing charging devices. And so I have some sympathy for Mr. Hartman's struggles. I am not ever comfortable with the idea of people having to live homeless on the street. But I will also say he has, as he knows, less than 2 months left of his flat prison sentence before he would be released of his own free will and could pursue his own interests. It's not a question of giving up on Mr. Huffman, as much as it's a question of being practical on behalf of the people of Arizona, and right now I'm just not finding him suitable for returning to community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
I agree.
I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and we'll see where the votes land. So just give me 1 second. It was based on the information provided to this board on warrant number 2018-W0461. Our discussion with Mr. Huffman, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Huffman was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed, or was about to lapse, in the Federal Ranger Company.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Mr. Neal. Mr. Huffman, I take no pleasure in this, especially considering the struggles we had with homelessness on the outside, but your supervision has been revoked and will be released on or about May 25th, 2018, which is less than 2 months away, just a matter of weeks. It was a strong statement you made. I want to say, as the acting board chairman today, we're not giving up on you, but it's a question of what's also good for public safety, and that is right now you're being released into a homeless situation. So we're encouraging you to take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your transition back to the community. Will be released of your own free will. You will have no parole officer, no community corrections officer, no task. So you'll be able to pursue your own interests and hopefully return to being productive and responsible in the community. This.
May I ask you a question real quick, though?
Yes, sir.
Like when I get released and they told me that all the charges are already discharged, I have supervised probation. Did you say I had no task?
No, I'm sorry. I said you had no parole officer. If you have a probation tail, as they say in the court system, you'll have to deal with probation. All I'm saying is you'll be finished with the Department of Corrections and having a community corrections officer on the street. I don't know how long if you have lifetime probation as a level 3, I don't know if that's a lifetime probation situation, but you will have to deal with a probation officer. You will not be dealing with a community corrections officer from the state of Arizona.
Okay.
So stay safe, and we wish you the best. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.